The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Wednesday, August 31st edition. I cannot believe summer is coming to a close here. We have Biden gives a speech in which he says he's Mr. Law and Order all of a sudden. Defund the police is a bad idea. Wait a second. Democrats, where are you on this one? I thought the police were awful, but Biden's approval rating is falling fast, so he knows he has to pretend that the libs actually like cops to fool independents. We will discuss this, some of Biden's speech, plus, oh my gosh, the photos of the scary-looking cover sheets on the classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. What are we going to do? So weird, isn't it? The FBI somehow releases photos from a raid to the public so that all the blue check libs can share them on Twitter of the super secret documents. I thought this was all by the book. How weird. We'll discuss. Due to your love for MyPillow products and support, the original My Slippers are almost completely sold out. Because of this, Mike Lindell's launching brand new all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98. This is only for a limited time. The slippers are made with a four-layer design to ensure comfort. They also have breathable fabrics. You can wear them all year round. The slides and sandals are extremely comfortable and durable due to the patented impact gel. Mike guarantees these will be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own. This incredible offer won't be around for long, so stock up now. That's slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98 with promo code BUCK. Log on to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials. Use promo code BUCK to get this incredible offer. I've got the slippers at home. If you don't have a pair, you need a pair. The sandals are amazing, too. Get yourself a pair of slippers. Get yourself a pair of sandals. Check out their other products. MyPillow.com. 1-year warranty for all products and a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code BUCK. Oh, Biden, you're giving speeches, saying crazy stuff. Here is the craziest thing that he said. First of all, he loves to do this where he walks around and he goes, not a joke, not hyperbole, after he's made a joke or said something hyperbolic. I don't know how else to explain this, but he'll go, it's like when I saw the guy and then said pigs will fly. Not a joke. No, I think it is a joke, actually. Unless you actually think pigs fly. So we've got a problem here. Right? We've got an issue. This guy, he's never smart. He's always been this phony, this archetype of the back-slapping, grinning, oh, I'm just kissing the babies. You know, I'm just here to, you know, working folks, and the folks working. I'm working for you. Yeah, hard to pay your bills. I'm going to make it easier by taxing you more. Wait, what? Yeah, that's who he is. But this was a particularly stupid line. In a speech full of stupid lines, here you go, Biden saying, If you're going to fight against a country, you need an F-15.
For those brave right-wing Americans who say it's all about keeping America's independent and safe, if you want to fight against a country, you need an F-15. You need something a little more than a gun. No, I'm not joking.
No, I'm not joking. Well, okay, you're a moron, Biden. A moron, honestly. How many F-15s do the Taliban have? Just wondering. How many F-18s? What was that? How many laser-guided missiles was the Taliban using? Right. And we just handed that country back to them after 20 years of warfare. Billions and billions of dollars, thousands and thousands of U.S. lives. Oh, but they just had basic firearms that you would bring to a battlefield. And actually, they had firearms in many cases that were really old. Some of them would even use World War II era weapons. So, yeah, it's a really stupid thing to say. Also, it's as though Biden, he has no knowledge of history, no knowledge of counterinsurgency. He just has no knowledge, period. Guys, he's a moron, honestly. You know, I know they hated Trump, but Trump, you know, even if they put aside for a second how much they hate him, and he's amazingly clever. He's very quick-witted. He says really insightful things on a regular basis. And I know that Trump, he's not like a PhD in, you know, sociology from Bryn Mawr, so he can't be smart. No, he is smart. He's smart. He can be maybe a little undisciplined at times. He can be a little bit too fast with the tweets. But Trump is a smart guy. He has a native intelligence that Joe Biden completely lacks. Totally not there. Here I am just sort of saying the things, the speeches, you know, to the folks and talking to the folks and walking around and from Delaware, but it almost sounds, am I from the Midwest? Am I from the South? If I yell, you can't really tell. And I'll just say folks a lot, kind of stare at you with lifeless, beady eyes. The folks, you know, here I am. You know me forever. Look at me. I'm like your grandpa, except I'm mean, loud and dumb and ruining the country. Other than that, I'm just like your grandpa. That's what we're dealing with, folks. And also this notion of the MAGA Republican. This is a rhetorical trick they play so that they can get away with just slandering people on the right all the time, because 97%, 98% of the Republican Party supported Trump when he was president. So what's the difference between a Republican and a MAGA Republican at this point? Because the anti-Trumpers, the never-Trumpers, are now Democrats. Full-on Democrats, leftists. That is what has happened. They have completely left whatever they pretended. The Joe Scarboroughs, the Liz Cheneys, they have abandoned whatever they pretended to care about for decades in some cases. So the MAGA Republican is just Republican. Here's what Biden says about them.
Police lost their lives as a result of that day. Police lost their lives. One of the officers said it was worse than anything he had experienced in war in Iraq. So let me say this to my MAGA Republican friends in Congress. Don't tell me you support law enforcement if you won't condemn what happened on the 6th. Don't tell me. Can't do it. For God's sake, whose side are you on? Whose side are you on? You can't be pro-law enforcement and pro-insurrection. You can't be a party of law and order and call the people who attacked the police on January 6th patriots. You can't do it.
I'm going to yell real loud at you. Yeah. Who's walking around saying that January 6th was patriots and a good idea? I just want to know. The rioters. Who's doing that? Give me the name of the person of influence on the right who is making that claim right now. I don't think that people should be tortured in solitary confinement endlessly without trial and stripped of their constitutional rights for nonviolent crimes just because it upsets Democrats. But that's not the same thing by a mile as saying, yeah, no, it was a good idea. I support it. Okay, let's play this game. Does Biden condemn the riots that occurred in New York City, in Portland, in Atlanta, in Minneapolis? Does Biden condemn the burning down of a police precinct in Minneapolis? What does Biden say about Officer Dorn, who was murdered by a BLM rioter in St. Louis? I'm just wondering. What does he say about that? He was working as private security. He was retired law enforcement. What does he say about that guy? Nothing. He says nothing about it. What does Biden say about all the riots that occurred that summer? Oh, they were social justice and racial justice protests. They were fine. This is the Democrat Party. Lawlessness. The mob. The frenzied, angry, ignorant mob. Unleashed on the streets to attack people at will, to destroy businesses. That's justice. That's the mainstream Democrat Party from the top down. That's Biden. That's all of them. They're going to lecture us on law enforcement now? How many Democrats said defund the police was a good idea? How many Republicans? Well, on the one hand, a lot. On the other hand, zero. Defund the police, pandering in an election year. That's what the Democrats were doing. Racial pandering. It was grotesque. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Oh, yeah, the cops are so racist. And now we have murder rates skyrocketing all across the country. Anarchy in the streets. Public urination. People camping out, overdosing on fentanyl in broad daylight. The stories you're hearing, it's appalling what's happened. It's all turned around because of psycho Democrat social justice ideas. And now Biden's going to lecture us on being a party of law and order and criminal justice? Please, it's disgusting. Anybody who falls for this, honestly, should just not vote because they're not bright enough. They don't have good enough judgment to be able to tell when they're just being brazenly lied to. Oh, yeah, the Democrats are the law and order. But you know what this is? Biden's polls. Not looking so good right now, folks. Oh, Biden, the Biden comeback. They're lying to you all the time. We'll get into that in a second. There's no sign of identity theft slowing down, and why should it? More than $14 billion were stolen from identity theft victims last year alone. To cyber criminals, that's a huge success. To the rest of us, it's a nightmare. Your personal info is now online in more places than ever, and all that exposure can make it dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself by monitoring your identity and alerting you to threats you could miss on your own. If you become a victim of identity theft, a U.S.-based LifeLock restoration specialist dedicated to your case will work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. Save up to 25% off your first year by going to LifeLock.com/buck. That's LifeLock.com/BUCK for 25% off. How's Biden doing in the polls? A new one from Reuters Ipsos finds that Donald Trump in Ohio, for example, up 14 points, 53-39, over Joe Biden in a theoretical matchup. Donald Trump in Pennsylvania up 5, 47-42 over Biden. Georgia up 5, 51-46 over Biden. Interesting. So Biden's having this big moment. Oh, gosh. All the momentum. Not a joke. Not hyperbole. All the momentum. And yet, in a theoretical matchup, he gets destroyed in the key swing states by Donald Trump. It's almost like they're not telling you the truth about all this. Almost like you cannot listen to these libs because they are full of lies. Including Joe Biden himself. Mr. Good old Scranton Joe rolling up his sleeves, making sure Hunter gets paid $5-6 million by the Chinese, but it's not selling influence. Hunter's just super smart, guys. You want to learn how to freebase crack quicker than anybody else? Hunter's your guy. To the Chinese Communist Party, this is critical information, apparently. They'll pay millions of dollars for it. That's what they're paying them all that money for. It's what the lib media wants you to believe. It's what the FBI wants you to believe. It's why the FBI shut down the Hunter Biden laptop investigation, because the whole good old Grandpa Joe thing, when his crack addict stripper impregnating and then denying the paternity of the child's son, who's a complete corrupt mess. It's not just his personal disgrace. It's the corruption of the Biden family. That could have cost him the election. They know that. So deep state elements in the FBI, including one who apparently just resigned, did what they could to tip the scales. And now they say, don't complain about us. FBI is under too much pressure these days. Not FBI agents who are just doing their jobs. FBI agents who want to change elections, though? Yeah, they should be criticized. There should be pressure brought to bear publicly in these conversations. And then there's what the FBI has done here with the documents. See, this is splaying out all the documents. There's cover sheets. Top secret. Oh, it's a top secret. I saw top secret stuff all the time. Most of the stuff you see that's top secret, honestly, it's really not secret. A lot of the times it's written about in the pages of the newspaper a few days or maybe a few weeks later anyway. So without seeing what this stuff is, you just can't know. You just can't know. And this is one of those moments where you see they really want us talking about Trump and documents and not the border, the immigration sentiment in this country for illegal immigration and legal immigration. It's changing against Democrats very rapidly right now. Don't want us talking about that. Don't want us talking about the reality of who caused the crime wave. And don't want us talking about the economy, inflation, and how people who can afford the least to pay more and to have more economic challenge are the ones facing it already. And it's going to get worse. But don't worry. California is telling people we might have blackouts now because they don't have enough power. This is what we're up against, folks. It's astonishing. All right. We will keep fighting for the truth here. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Shields high.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. He served our nation for over 7 years before he was severely injured during training. He was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnel to Towers helps severely injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. It has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.